It is the mayor of Sacramento, Kevin Johnson. Mayor Johnson, it's Dave and Katie. How are you, sir?
You have no idea how excited I am today. I just can't believe that we're sitting here 1-0 going into a home game in the brand new Golden One Center downtown that no one thought we would pull off, and we did it. It's a great day in Sacramento.
Just, Kevin, give us a little insight onto what the last couple days have been like for you. And this morning, I mean, we were up early doing the show, but were you even able to really get any sleep last night or just too excited?
No, I was far too excited. And, I mean, you know, as a kid growing up, the night before Christmas is a big deal. I felt the last 3 days have all been like the night before Christmas. It's been Christmas Eve, and to wake up this morning, I tweeted at like 5-something in the morning. And it's just so awesome for Sacramento. The good guys finally won one, and I'm elated and can't contain it, as you can imagine.
If the day that – I'm trying to think. If the day that the vote came through that the relocation was rejected to Seattle, let's say, I don't know, that was an 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. I mean, is this going to trump everything thus far for you?
Yeah, I don't know how – you know, it's almost like if you take gymnastics or diving or some event, I think we got a perfect 10 on that day. But today is the gold medal ceremony. And we get a chance to be rewarded in real time in a way that it's tangible. We'll be there, as you said earlier, with 17,000 of our closest friends all celebrating something really amazing. So today is like the gold medal ceremony.
Mayor Kevin Johnson joining us this morning on The Drive. Now, I know that when you look back at the last few years, there was plenty of hurdles that you guys had to get over. But looking back now, as the building opens tonight, what would you say was the most difficult hurdle to get over?
I think the most difficult for me, by and large, were two things. One, just getting our community day in and day out to believe that we could pull it off. To get us to believe that we weren't going to get shortchanged on this one. If you look at our history from a basketball standpoint, we remember the Lakers series. We're up in the series. We lose. The referees, the missed free throws. It's always been something that's prevented us from winning it. And I think getting us to believe that we can do it and pull it off, I think was one of the two biggest challenges. And then the second one was it just felt like the finish line kept moving. So 2012, 2013, we do what we're supposed to do. That's not enough. And they move the finish line. The next year, we do what we're supposed to do. We think we're going to celebrate. We think we pull it off. That's not enough. The finish line moves again. So I think those two kind of together were, I think from my standpoint, were the biggest challenges for me in Sacramento.
And you know, kind of getting more specific along that timeline, I'm sure that, you know, we can go from when the communication sort of stopped or really slowed down with the Maloofs all the way to the Seattle announcements, you know, Ron Burkle and then finding Vivek. Was there a specific moment in there where you were because here's the thing, Mr. Mayor, there was never a moment that you put on, whether it was a front, I don't think so. I think you truly believed it, that we were going to win this thing. But I know that somewhere deep down in a dark recess of your body, there was definitely a little bit of doubt. Was there one specific moment where you kind of ran your hand through your hair and went, uh-oh, all right, we got to figure this out?
You know what, Dave? I mean, you either believe or you don't.
Yeah.
And I don't know. You know, let me give you a basketball analogy because obviously I played in the NBA. And when you're on the court and the opposing team, you know, runs off 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 or 10 straight points, and it's in the fourth quarter, the first thing you do is you look up at the scoreboard and you see how much time is on the clock. And as long as there's some time on the clock, you feel you have a chance to win. And I felt like every time a bump or an ebb and flow came toward us, the ones that you just mentioned, in my mind, I just had to, you know, I looked up on the clock and do we still have time? And as long as we still have time, then you have to believe that somehow you're going to pull it off. And if you don't have any time on the clock, then that means it's over and you got to move on. And we just, no matter how bleak, no matter how difficult, no matter how steep the challenge was, there was never a moment where I didn't think there wasn't enough time on the clock to at least try to counter something. And, you know, lo and behold, and thank the good Lord, that was the case.
We talked to Chris Granger a little bit ago, Kevin, and he was talking about, you know, how spectacular tonight is going to be. And we know it is, but we've heard nothing. There's been no leaks. There's been no murmurs about anything that's going to happen tonight. I don't know if you have any insight into that, but if you can, what is the one thing maybe that you're looking forward to the most about tonight?
Jump ball. that means it's real. You know, you're going to have two commissioners in the building at the same time. That very seldom happens. You're going to have a situation where the San Antonio Spurs, one of the best teams in basketball, in fact, in the history of the NBA in terms of an organization, mm-hmm. are going to be playing against the 1-0 Sacramento Kings at home in the Golden 1 Center downtown. With, again, 17,000 of our closest friends. That is a big deal. But the moment the jump ball goes up, Dave, you've heard me say this, and both of you have heard me say this. We've always said this story is bigger than basketball. But tonight, it's all about basketball.
Now, here's something important. I've seen you just crush nachos here before. I think I've seen you crush a hot dog a couple times. Have you done any sort of pregame planning? Because I know you're meticulous as to what are you going to be sampling tonight here at the arena?
I'm not going to be eating tonight at the arena.
What?
I went to the Paul McCartney concert on back-to-back nights and the Maroon 5 concert to sample the hot dogs, the nachos, because tonight I can't be caught on camera eating with food in my teeth. It's going to be a clean smile tonight.
Speaking of being on camera, I'm gonna put you in a spot right now. I'm gonna tell you, we want to talk to you on the TV side tonight. So I think that maybe you and I in the Lexus Club at some point during the game will show off the Lexus Club and have a little conversation on the TV side for all the viewers at home. Do you agree?
Let me just say, today is a day that I will not say no to anything. So whatever you need, I'm happy to participate.
Okay, good. Because here's the thing. When I was here about 2 weeks ago, I messed up on my parking. They mailed me this ticket. It was like $50 or something because I parked wrong. So being that you're not saying no, I don't know. You've got some pull in this city, so we can figure something out, I hope.
You know what? You give me that ticket, I'll square it up.
Oh, wow. No. You know why? Because he gave me crap one time, Kevin, for complaining about a ticket when he bought me lunch.
True.
So he can pay for his own damn ticket.
No. Today's the day, as a mayor, anybody comes up to a request and it's within my ability, I'm going to pull it off. So, Dave, I'm going to square your ticket up, but I only got pulled for about 47 more days.
Someone's writing an article right now.
Oh,
I don't know if you remember this throughout the thing. Is we know this is a busy day for him. There was a moment when we were in our little wagon going around the country. We were somewhere, I don't remember. It was outside of San Antonio, outside of Oklahoma City. It was God knows where. And you called myself and Sean and Elliot, and we stopped. We pulled over. And we all sit and had about a 10-minute conversation where you kind of updated us, and then there was a lot of don't say anything, but you know, remember, you took the time to kind of update us. And I remember saying to you, because I'm a big homer and I miss my family at some point, I said, could you just wrap this up and let me come home and kiss my wife and kids? And I remember I'll never forget, and we caught it on tape, you said something to the effect of, you're going to be kissing your wife and kids before you know it, and you're all going to have smiles on your faces. I don't know how you kept that level of confidence going, Mr. Mayor, the whole time, but it was sure as hell infectious in the city.
I'll tell you what, I mean, it was, you know, when I look back on my, 8 years as mayor, there's been a lot of incredible moments, and obviously being elected and reelected were unbelievable. But to do what we did, because it wasn't one person or two people or three people, it was a whole community, you know, that really rallied together, and it took all of us. And I think about you, you know, doing that trek across the country with a couple of your friends and the fans and the grassroots. I mean, at the end of the day, you guys were the heart and soul of this fight. And I truly believe you guys were our competitive advantage, and you showed loyalty in good times and bad times. You stuck with us through thin and thick. And at the end of the day, you know, we punched above our weight class, and we got the league's attention. And it certainly was a nail biter, but at the end of the day, they believed in this community, and a lot of it had to do with what you and the grassroots community did. So let me just say thank you to you guys as well.
Well, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Team effort. It's all going to come together tonight. We're looking at this building right now. We're going to save you one of these purple shirts and wristbands for opening night and all those festivities, and can't wait to see you down here. Thank you again.
All right, I'll be ready for the Lexus Club and the ticket.
All right, we'll see you tonight. That's Mayor Kevin Johnson.